Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior three-sports star in field hockey, softball, and basketball at Pelham High School, Katie Prisco. So, hi, welcome to the show, Katie, and congratulations.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, hey, well-deserved honor, by the way, you getting the award this week. And also with us today is your coach, Tim Petrulli. Hi, coach.
How you doing, sir?
I am doing all right. I am doing okay. So right now, of your three sports, you're in the midst of what is a pretty darn good start for basketball, because as of your nomination letter, you all were 8-0. And has there been any other games since last Saturday?
Yes, we played Nanuet on Wednesday.
Okay, so how'd you do there?
We won, so now we're 9-0.
Okay. as you say that so nonchalantly. Oh, yeah, so now we're 9-0. Very nice, very nice. And recently against Lakeland, you had 8 points, 7 rebounds, 7 deflections, 2 assists, 3 steals. You played all 32 minutes. Now, that's quite a line, but the 7 deflections, man, that had to be really frustrating for the Lakeland team.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is what we pride ourselves on. So we really work on our defense like every single game.
Well, obviously it's working out. You guys are 9-0. So the defense is working for you. Now, I see that you're averaging like 20 points a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals per game, somewhere around there. And those again are impressive numbers, but I'm sure that has your opponents strategizing ways to try and stop you. So how does that feel knowing that opponents are looking for, you know, looking at you as the person that they need to beat, quote unquote?
I mean, I don't really think it's they need to beat me, but like the team, because we move the ball around so well that like each game, like all of us are scoring like 10, 12 points. So it's kind of hard to like stop a team that has so many scorers.
Okay. All right. Well, that and I'm sure, you know, if they do for some reason decide to emphasize, facing you, that would open things up anyway. So, but yes, having a lot of scores and then also having your defensive game there is pretty important. So how long is the basketball season, by the way?
we go all the way through February break, and you know, beyond, hopefully. Depends on how well you do in the playoffs, but the winter season, basketball, hockey, wrestling, I mean, it's a long season. It's November through the end of February, including Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, the February break if you get one. So respect to all the athletes and coaches and parents that are involved with the winter season.
But, you know, at least there is being able to play during the winter season. So that certainly gets you out of the winter doldrums, knowing that you've got all these sports going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank goodness we're getting and trying to get back to the normality of it and get away from the mask wearing inside the gym and stuff like that. So trying to get back to normal, and that's working out well.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, how did you all fare last season?
I mean, we had some ups and downs. We were really trying to, it's the same team almost. We only lost 4 people. So it's mainly like the same team, and we're trying to build from last year and just like keep on going.
Okay, well, that's working. You're 9-0, so you're off to a good start in that regard. And now, Katie, you're a 4-year starter, and you're captain of the team, correct?
Correct.
So, what does it feel like for you to know that you're the one the team looks to? Obviously, with your play on the court, but what's it like to know they look to you for overall leadership, especially the younger players?
Well, I'm not the only captain. I have my twin sister and another girl is captain. So like the three of us like come together and like we talk. But like the team has just like such a great attitude. So it's like really easy to like play in this environment.
Wow. The twin sister. Okay. And the three musketeers as captains. Very nice. So is there anything in particular that you're proud of in the younger players that they've made strides in this season? Maybe something that you help facilitate?
I mean, well, our team is based on seniors, juniors, and we have one sophomore. So our team has been together for like so long. We've been playing together since, I don't know, like a couple years now. So we've really been like building together for a while.
Okay, so it's not just basketball, but it's also field hockey. It's softball, and I see in field hockey, all section 2022. I see softball, all league, all section honorable mention, basketball, all league honorable mention, the Brewster basketball tournament MVP. And coach, you say in your nomination letter, a three-sport athlete is an infrequent thing nowadays, but to have a three-sport athlete that excels to the level that Katie has is a rarity that deserves attention. So, coach, what's it like to be Katie's coach for the last 4 years? And, you know, go on a little bit more about how it is a little bit rare to have a three sport star these days.
Yeah, I mean, Katie is any coach's dream. You know, kids today are pushed and pulled in so many different directions with their outside responsibilities and their academics and the pressures of college applications and all these things. To have not only to have a three sport athlete, but to have a three sport athlete that's been on the varsity for 4 years in all sports and a captain, I think, in two of those sports and a starter in all those sports for all of those years. I mean, it really is a rare thing today with, you know, with the era of specialization and all those other things that are going on. Katie's a throwback and, you know, just a hard worker and, you know, all the cliches you want to throw out there, they're all, you know, she's all about them. You know, and she, and what the biggest part, I think, for this year, especially in basketball, her growth is, has become, you know, we've become kind of one. You have that like coach quarterback or coach point guard relationship. She's the point guard, she's the quarterback on the court. And we've been working so hard together, and now she's doing things before I can say them. Whereas in years past, I'd have to say, "Hey, Katie, you know, try this or try this play or that play." Now she's just calling it before I can even get it out of my mouth, and it's been so great for that relationship to blossom. And you can see, obviously, by our record and her leading the way, it's been working very well.
Obviously, it is, and I'm going to assume at this particular point, you guys can finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Pelham High School's Katie Prisco. So, Katie, this award, academics play a big part in it, and you're in good shape there. You've got your honors courses, your AP courses, a 93 average. And of all your coursework, Katie, what works for you the best? What do you get the most enjoyment out of?
Well, I mean, I have the exact same schedule as my twin sister, so we study like together all the time. So I'm not like studying by myself or like lonely. I'm always studying with someone. It just makes it more enjoyable.
And of all the coursework, of all the classes, is there anything, say this year or maybe in the last couple of years, a course that surprised you that you you said to yourself you didn't know what to expect, and all of a sudden you went in and you went, wow, I really enjoy this?
Definitely physics. I went in and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try. And it ended up really well. I loved the class.
Now, of the coursework, is there anything that you're thinking about moving forward when it comes to college?
I don't really know where I want to go yet. I know I want to go to school with my twin sister, but I'm thinking of like exercise science, kinesiology, some sort of health.
All right. And do you have any ideas school-wise, any particular schools in mind, or are you guys still, you two just still searching that out?
We're still searching, but we like the big schools.
Okay. Then I also see some of the other involvements of yours outside the classroom and in the community. You seem like you've got a pretty full dance card in that regard. Freshman orientation leader. What's it like to be that guide for the incoming kids who might be a little scared and are in need of just what you're offering?
Oh, it was so cool. We took the freshmen on like a tour of the school, and like we answered like any questions that they had, and we kind of just like calmed their nerves, because like freshmen, when they're coming in, they're very nervous. So we just answered lots of questions.
Now, is that something that you were able to get when you were a freshman?
Yes.
So how does it feel then to know, you know, now that you're a senior, to be able to kind of pay that back or pay it forward and provide the same thing for these young kids?
Well, it felt great, because when I was a freshman, I was so nervous going from middle school to high school. It was a hard transition. So just me like trying to give back to like thinking of when I was a freshman, like, oh, what scared me? What happened? I just tried to help these kids.
And is there anything that whoever helped you through when you were a freshman, is there anything that they helped you with that you were able to impart on these kids that you were able to bring forward? Anything in particular?
When they just saw me in the hallway, like they'd always like ask like, what's wrong? Like, what's okay? Like, do you need any help? Do you need finding this class? So I just tried to help like that first couple weeks of school. I just tried to like find freshmen, and they were like scared. I was like, oh, like, where do you need to go? Like, I'll help you find this class and that.
And that's got to be pretty cool for them to have you as somebody to give them the assist, you know, with you being the three sports star. And I'm sure, you know, with you being so well known in the school, that's got to be pretty cool. And I'm sure that does help ease the transition as they get into high school there. So I know I see you're in the DIY club. What exactly is that?
Well, that was when I was a freshman. My sister was one of the leaders, and we would just meet and we just like make different crafts. One day we made like candles out of like different like materials, and there's like just bringing different materials together and just like making crafts. It was really fun.
Okay. And you're in the Breast Cancer Awareness Club, also the Spanish Club and the Do Something Club. What is okay. What is the Do Something Club that comes with a little bit of a giggle?
Well, we did the polar plunge like the last couple of years for the Special Olympics. So we went to, I'm not sure where it was, but we went to some beach in the winter and we ran into the water and it was freezing, but we made awareness. So,
well, it's funny that because I saw that later on in some of the things that you do. One of the morning show guys here at another radio station that we have, he does a polar plunge every year, and he does it for the Alzheimer's Association. And I have to say that I'm ashamed to say that of all his attempts to get me to join him, I have not yet. Because I make my donations, but I don't jump in the water because I'm kind of wimpy. But you are some hardy folks to be able to do polar plunges, but obviously for a good cause. This is really interesting. There was a virtual Dominican Republic service trip, but then a service trip to the Dominican Republic to build a house. Now, what was that all about?
Well, the local church in my town did the virtual one last year, and they did an actual one this year. So a couple of my friends flew down to the Dominican Republic to build a house for someone that had like, it was like a huge family and they only had one house. They didn't have enough room. So we got there and it was just like dirt and rocks. And when we left, it was like a full blown house. And that was really cool to see like the transition and like how happy like the people were.
Oh man, I'm sure that had to be really, really rewarding and like a serious feel good moment.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And also, I see here, what is the Danny Fund that you did for the holidays?
Well, I did that a while ago. We just like made cards for like kids in the hospital.
Gotcha. Again, a very rewarding thing, especially for a kid in the hospital over the holidays. Also, you worked at the Toonerville Music Festival. That had to be a good time.
Yeah. I was at like the front, like giving everyone like wristbands. It was so fun because you could just like hear the music and everything. And it was really great.
Yeah, I didn't work the Toonerville Festival, but I did voice and produce the spots for it. So that played on the peak down in your area there. But so I did at least have a little bit of a part in the Toonerville Music Festival. So I'm with you there. And now, Coach, before we wrap things up here with Katie, any final thoughts on Katie and where it's, you know, where you've been and where she is moving forward?
Final. I don't like anything final. I'm holding on to her with both hands as far as the basketball season goes, and not just because she's a great basketball player, but she's such a wonderful young lady. She has an infectious spirit, as you can tell through the interview. She's very soft spoken, so we're trying to pull stuff out of her in that way. But you know, she's a leader and a leader by example. She doesn't need her words. You know, she's there. She's always doing the right thing. You've pointed it out. I mean, she's going all over the world helping others, whether it be local with the polar plunge and the Do Something, or going to the Dominican Republic to help others in need. I mean, you can't find a more deserving person for this award. And, you know, going forward, I mean, I have, you know, there's no fears or worries for me. She's going to be a success no matter where she goes. And no matter what she chooses to do, she's going to be great at it and she's going to give back.
Oh, that's great. And Katie, one more thing here with all that you have going on, and that's you've got quite a lot of balls that you're juggling there. What do you do to try to take a moment for yourself? What do you do for a little bit of downtime? Do you have any hobbies, anything to try to reset, take a breath?
I mean, I kind of just like relax with my sister. And then we also do a lot of team bonding activities, which is like so relaxing. We do team dinners all the time. We're going to go bowling soon. We built gingerbread houses together. So
I got to tell you, that's always been one of my favorite things when it comes to team bonding kind of things. You know, we did it at work years ago was bowling. Man, I love bowling. I'm really awful at it, but I love bowling. My grandfather would be very disappointed with how bad a bowler I am. But at the same time, you know, just a great time to just hang out with the gang and take a break from the work, you know, the workplace in my case, or for you all, school. So that is a great way to wind down. But listen, Katie, it was fantastic talking to you, and I'm so happy for you and this award.
Thank you. Such an honor.
And Coach, it was great talking to you as well.
Thank you, sir. Go Pirates.
I appreciate that, and I will return with Go Orioles and Adley Rushman.
Thank you.
For Pelham High School's Katie Prisco, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.